Biden's labor chief, immigration is about importing workers for business. By Neil Monroe on December 4, 2022. Federal immigration policy is all about the labor needs of business, says President Joe Biden's labor secretary. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people, Secretary Marty Walsh told Fox Business on Friday. Walsh, a former labor union leader in Boston, continued. We've seen a lack of immigration in our country over the last 5 years, and it's something that has to be addressed, and hopefully the next Congress will have a good conversation and address that issue. Every business leader in America I speak to, every single one, says it's really important for us to figure out the immigration issue. Walsh ignored the progressives' invented 1950s claim that America's nation is a nation of immigrants. Walsh's Business First claim also demotes the critical needs of unemployed Americans, young Americans, underpaid Americans, disabled Americans, average Americans, skilled Americans, as well as Americans who are drug addicts, lazy, dull, incompetent, and barely employable. Americans gain when employers must hire workers from within the 50-state union of the United States. But they lose that market power when employers can hire alternative foreign workers, including many desperate, hardworking, and diligent people who cross that line after migrating from Venezuela, Guatemala, India, or China. Business groups want more migration because it cuts wages, raises rents, and boosts retail sales. For example, Biden should cut roughly $100 billion from Americans' wages in 1 year by importing 2.5 extra million foreign workers, Wall Street's leading investment firm, Goldman Sachs, said in May. Currently, Walsh's peers in the White House are inviting millions of foreign workers through the southern border and airports, via multiple pathways: legal immigration, illegal migration, parole migrants, asylum migrants, student workers, and even workers who enter with tourist visas. Officials are now predicting a huge inflow in 2023 that would deliver roughly 7 million migrants, or 2 migrants for each of the 3.6 million Americans born in 2020. The rush of southern migrants over the border is really not the issue, Walsh told Fox Business, before claiming that business needs are the driver of federal immigration policy. Fox Business host Ashley Webster pushed Walsh to talk about helping Americans earn decent wages. We still always have to talk about the participation rate coming in at 62.1%. Too many people are just not participating. How do you address that? What we have to do is continue to create opportunity for getting people into jobs, Walsh replied, before lapsing into his business-first priorities. There's different reasons why people aren't participating in the workforce, and what we want to do is make sure as they come back into the workforce, if they're looking for better opportunities for themselves, and also partnering with businesses in America, what businesses' needs are, we're doing it through workforce development, we're doing it through apprenticeship. I spend a lot of my time talking to companies in America as well, to see what they need and making sure that we're doing everything we can to partner businesses up with workers in this country. Training is of little value to Americans when employers can hire cheap, compliant, hardworking, and disposable foreign workers at local bus stations, airports, and government-funded migrant shelters. At the end of the day, and I've said this, I think the biggest threat to our economy is that we don't have a good, strong immigration policy, Walsh insisted. Yet Walsh also champions an economy that allows families to remain in the middle class with just one waggle. I think there's a way to do counterinflation by creating good opportunities for people so they have opportunities to get into the middle class, and not enough people in America are working in those jobs, quite honestly, he told CNBC.com on October 25. He continued, I think the best way to describe what is a middle-class job is a job you can work one job, get good pay, so you don't have to work two and three jobs to support your family. Few Americans can hope for a one-income, middle-class life. Instead, many millions are discarded from the workforce altogether and are pushed toward poverty and drug addiction. The way you do fix that is with a tight labor market that pressures employers to hire Americans, and by not bringing in lots of foreign workers, said Stephen Camerata, the research director at the Center for Immigration Studies. But for more than a year, Walsh has echoed administration policy in calling for the importation of more workers, even though his job is intended to present the priorities of working Americans. The participation rate dropped a little bit, but it was high last month. So, I'm not too concerned about that when you look at the long-term impacts of what these reports will be, he said in October. In September, Walsh told MSNBC that illegal migration across the southern border is not immigration. That's not immigration. Immigration is what we've always survived on as a country. And really, it's thinking about how do we use immigration in a positive manner? If we add legal immigration into the United States of America, legal pathways into the United States, if we had pathways where people could apply for visas and come into this country for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, maybe 5 years, then we wouldn't have the challenges to the magnitude that we do at our borders in our country. Business groups claim there are 11 million unfilled jobs, he told Fox News on September 12. If those 11 million jobs had to be filled tomorrow, we certainly don't have enough people in the United States to fill those jobs. The issue of workers has to be addressed in the only way, emphasis added, you can do it is through immigration. Extraction migration. Government officials try to grow the economy by raising exports, productivity, and the birth rate. But officials want rapid results, so they also try to expand the economy by extracting millions of migrants from poor countries to serve as extra workers, consumers, and renters. This policy floods the labor market and so it shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to older investors, coastal billionaires, and Wall Street. It makes it difficult for Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, buy homes, or gain wealth. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity. This happens because migration allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of the skilled American professionals and productivity-boosting technology that earlier allowed Americans in their communities to earn more money. This migration policy also reduces exports because it minimizes shareholder pressure on C-suite executives to take a career risk by trying to grow exports to poor countries. Outside government, migration also undermines employees' workplace rights. And it widens the regional economic gaps between the Democrats' cheap labor coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy fueled by extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites and it alienates young people. It radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it gives a moral excuse for wealthy elites and progressives to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society, such as drug addicts. This diversify and rule investor strategy is enthusiastically pushed by progressives. They wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European origin civic culture into an economic empire of jealous identity groups overseen by progressive hall monitors. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Silicon Valley Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. Progressives also rewrite U.S. history to justify migration. The American democratic experiment is that a country that is made up of all different kinds of people, from all over the place, emphasis added, all get an equal say, MSNBC host Rachel Maddow said on December 2. But the progressive-backed colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. Progressives hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that economic migrants are political victims, that migration helps migrants more than Americans, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Similarly, establishment Republicans, businesses, and GOP donors hide the pocketbook impact. They prefer to divert voters' attention toward border chaos, welfare spending, terror-linked migrants, migrant crime, and drug smuggling. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.